Okay, Sunday night's halacha psuka might not be much of a halacha psuka. Very difficult dinyan, but it's very important to know about. It's really a continuation of what we said Thursday night of last week, and that is the inyan when you're eating food and then you go wash, should you make a bracha achrona or not. So last week we talked about, we'll call it fruits, which require a bracha during the suda, that had one set of halachas, and we talked about things that would not require a bracha if you ate it during the suda, and that had a different halacha. Today we're going to talk about very briefly, and not doing it justice at all. It's a very difficult dinyan, and really I would suggest always trying to avoid the situation, eating cake before you wash. I'm not talking about on Shabbos now. Shabbos is a whole, maybe we'll talk about Shabbos tomorrow night, or this week we'll have to cover wine and other and drinks. And tonight we'll talk about cake if it's not Shabbos. I'm sure everyone here has heard of Pasla Bar B'Kisnin, and everybody here has heard of Suffolk Pasla Bar B'Kisnin. One could say maybe most of our, probably, in general, we assume, I think, that most of our cakes are a Suffolk Pasla Bar B'Kisnin, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says you do not make al hamichya if you're eating it before a meal, because it's only a Suffolk Pasla Bar B'Kisnin, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says to be mechavin by benching, to be motzi the cake that you've eaten before the meal by a Suffolk Pasla Bar B'Kisnin. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Rav Moshe, by the way, in a tshuva says that most of our cakes, where the flavorings and the sugar and the fruit juices are more than the flour, not just more than the water, but more than the flour, that's vadai pasla bar b'kisnin, Rav Moshe writes, and therefore, and he writes most of our cakes are like that. I didn't have a chance to ask my wife, so I couldn't tell you. I just eat it. She makes it. So that's that. So Rav Moshe says, though, that most of our cakes are vadai pasla bar b'kisnin. The point being that the fruit juices and the sugar and the flavorings are more than the flour, not just more than the water. Al kaponim, that's like a parenthetical thing. When you have vadai pasla bar b'kisnin, something that meets all the three, let's say, criterion, or according to Rav Moshe, our cakes, vadai pasla bar b'kisnin, or anything like noodles, anything that's a mizonos, that's not really pas, in other words. So you would make al hamichya. You have to make al hamichya. If you remember after you wash that you didn't make al hamichya, it's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah, you still have to make al hamichya. It's only if you benched already, the Mishnah Berurah says, then you yotze b'dieved with benching, if you benched already. Obviously, yeah. So again, vadai pasla bar b'kisnin, meaning something that for sure is not birchas hamazon, noodles, anything that's mazonos, you have to make al hamichya before you wash and eat the meal. Even after you wash and eat the meal, you have to make al hamichya. If you benched b'dieved, then you're yotze benching, you're yotze with benching. If it's the things that are suffek pasla bar b'kisnin, so therefore, it might be bench, right? It might require benching itself. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says not to make al hamichya, but to be mechavein specifically by benching to be motzi that cake. If you're eating cake before a suda and you're going to be eating cake during the suda too, that's a huge issue. The Mishnah Berurah says one thing. Most achronim, or many achronim, Rav Moshe included, argues with the Mishnah Berurah, and that we won't talk about tonight or mention it. It's a major shaila. If you're eating cake before the suda, and you'll be eating cake in the suda as well, whether you have to make al hamichya on the cake, it should really be avoided, that situation. Okay, that's it.